Abby Taylor had done this before. She seemed calm as she undressed and hung her clothes up in his closet. She was careful when she wiped off her lipstick, and she was relaxed when she came to the bed and he put his arms around her. Then she gave herself to the experience. The lovemaking absorbed her. She was inventive and adroit, but most of all, he noticed even at the highest pitch that she was genuine. She pretended to nothing and kept nothing in. She liked this. They made love for a long time and finished and lay together on their backs with her head resting in the crook of his arm. "Whatever she didn't like about you," Abby said, "it couldn't have been the sex part." Jesse smiled in the darkness. "I think Jan didn't have sex for the pleasure of the sex," he said. "I think she did it to start a romance or keep one going or because she was in a marriage and it was like her responsibility to have sex. You know?" "Didn't she like it?" Abby said. "I don't think she disliked it, except maybe at the end with me. But I don't think the question of liking or disliking really has much to do with sex for Jan. It's like an instrument of policy, if you follow what I'm saying. That's pretty thoughtful for a guy who recently kicked JoJo Genest in the balls," Abby said. "I know, I'm a little surprised myself."